Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Glenn, I need a shot.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
Clint, wait, what is that, ostrich?
Hell no, that's python.
It's Sturdy's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Yes, indeed, it's a football Friday. Big shout out to Boomer Jacks for hosting us today. Big shout out, great place. We are at Boomer Jacks out in Katy. Come on through and hang out with us. Big shout out to owner Brent Tipp for making it happen. I know he's probably up in the Dallas area, but big shout out to him for making it happen. If you're in the area, come on through. If you're down on the southeast side, I believe there's one down there. Stop on through that location. But Boomer Jacks, man, $5 beer buddies. You know what that is, Ron?
Beer buddies?
$5 beer buddies. It's a special. Apparently, you can order a beer and a shot together for $5. That's a hell of a deal.
Damn.
I mean, I'd imagine that back in the day, that would have caused some problems. Probably hell some bad decisions.
I mean, dude, I can get that to about three or four.
$5. Look at him. I said $5 beer buddies, and everybody starts yelling at me.
Beer,
what's wrong
buddy,
with today?
Nice.
All right, everyday drink specials, $3 domestics, or how about a $3 fireball? Hadn't been on the fireball kick long, but recently, but how about it, right? How about it? But also, $4 Wells.
Okay.
How about $5 Tito's, huh? By the way, Dirty's Daily is powered today by Pura Vida Tequila, baby. I'm sure I'm not rolling my R. Pura Vida Tequila right there, man. And got a tequila drinker in the house, so that's a good tequila, y'all. By the way, I know we got a lot of sports to talk about today, but Ron, you know that rodeo lineup dropped.
And it did.
The rodeo lineup dropped March the 2nd through March the 22nd. So you got about a 20-day stretch right there, if my math does me right. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be in trouble that last week. I'm going to be in trouble that last week. Cross Canadian Ragweed, who, by the way, for all my 50, early 50s to let's call it, early 30s, that little 20-year gap right there. I may be overdoing it, but you know what I'm talking about. Cross Canadian Ragweed, when I was in college, I got some pretty good stories, which I can't tell on air because, I mean, I don't know if their families would appreciate it. But we had some hellacious times now. And Cross Canadian Ragweed has recently gotten back together. And they've done a couple of stadium tours, I believe, at Oklahoma State. Cody Canada, I think a couple of them went to Oklahoma State. They're Oklahoma guys. So they're back together, and they're coming to the Houston Rodeo March the 16th. And from that day forward, I'm going to be in trouble, Ryan. I'm going to be in trouble.
They got you in a chokehold.
Right. Red Clay Strays is a 17th. I like a couple of their hits. I'm not a huge fan. And then all of a sudden it goes Cole Wetzel, who that'll probably be the hardest ticket to get in the whole bunch. Cole Wetzel and then Laney Wilson on the 19th.
I know you love Laney Wilson.
I'm going to take me and my wife got into it this morning. I'm going to take my 4-year-old to her first concert. She really loves Laney Wilson.
Is she a big fan?
Okay. Big fan of Laney Wilson. And I told my wife, I said, you're not going to steal this one from me. She said, I said, I already got tickets, and I only got two of them, one for me and one for Liv. You didn't get one. You're not going to steal this moment from Daddy. And, boy, my conscience got the best of me, so I had to circle back and let her know I tried to get my third. But Laney Wilson, the 19th. Parker McCollum, Conroe's own.
There you go.
Conroe's own. Parker McCollum is on the 20th. Tim McGraw. Wife hit me up and said, Tim McGraw, I want to go to Tim McGraw on the 21st. And then Cody Johnson is going to close this thing out on the 22nd. That 1, 2, 3, 4, that 7-day stretch right there for me is could be a problem. I may be coming in on fumes right there. I love the final week of the rodeo lineup, obviously, I'm going to go backwards here. Kelly Clarkson is on the 14th. I thought that is a I low-key would like to go see Kelly. I think she's absolutely tremendous. I don't believe she's been touring for the last several years because of her kids and her show that she's doing. So I imagine that'll be a hot ticket March the 14th. Chris Stapleton is March 12th.
That's what I was looking at.
The only artist – let me make sure I don't step on it here. The only artist, or I'll say this, the best artist in a long time that has the ability to completely overcome the acoustics issue in a stadium like that that the rodeo is in, an NRG stadium. Hey, Chris Stapleton can sing anywhere, and the acoustics don't matter. You're still blown away with the power of Chris Stapleton. This is Tyler's, no question about
Creed.
It. No, the 11th.
Yeah, the 11th.
March the 11th.
I'll
Creed,
be there.
Tyler, I mean, Tyler's already bought up a whole row, I think. I think he maybe, if he's not on the dirt, he's bought up a whole row of tickets, no doubt about it. Megan Maroney, March 10th. Megan Maroney, I asked my wife about it. Another one of my little girl's favorite artists.
Oh, yeah.
Asked my wife about it. She said, "Nah, she ain't got no chance in that acoustic in that NRG stadium. No chance, no chance."
Yeah.
She's got some songs my little girl likes, and I don't know that I appreciate the names of the song. One of them's "Mama, I Lied."
Oh, and she says that one. She
Daddy played "Mama, I Lied." That's Megan Maroney. Yeah, I'm like, wait. Daddy played "No Caller ID" about some old boy drunk dialing her late at night. And I'm thinking, boy, this cannot be setting the right. The right tone right
She's
there.
Singing all them inappropriate songs.
Oh, no doubt. She says the D word in there. She says damn a few times, y'all. But Dwight Yoakam, March 7th. Dwight Yoakam for my
I
old
really
traditional country.
I really want to get into that one too, man. I really
want
to
Yeah, that's
go
a
that
good one,
one
man. That he it's That's in the middle of them first 11 or 12 days. So I may be still – I may have some juice in the tank there with plenty of rest time before and after to get to Dwight Yoakam. Lizzo?
Yeah, she is replacing Bun B.
What do you mean replacing?
Well, he's usually been doing the Black Heritage Night.
Oh, okay. I got
and
you.
So Lizzo is doing it this year.
I can't read them little. Them
she
little.
Was supposed to do it during the year where COVID hit, I believe, and then obviously they had to cancel it during COVID.
Not a big Lizzo fan here. Do you think? I'm not real familiar with everything. You think it'll be a big show?
Yeah, I mean she was really big, like a really big artist there,
right.
And she's got a fan club. So, yeah, it'll be good.
Rascal Flatts, how about this? Night 3, Wednesday the 4th, March the 4th, Rascal Flatts. I'm going to be honest with you, I'm a fan. I got zero interest in Rascal Flatts. I got zero interest in Rascal Flatts. Now, my wife could talk me into it, but I got zero interest. No disrespect, but I got zero interest. And then I'm going to jump up to opening night. I'm going backwards, obviously, for some reason here. Opening night, March the 2nd, Riley Green. I think Riley Green has taken the Teeny Bopper title.
He's opening it up.
Well, it was Luke Bryan, who, by the way, is on March the 9th. Yeah. It was Luke Bryan. You know, Luke Bryan had a tremendous voice. Tremendous voice. But somehow figured out he could make more money and be more popular if he would play into the Teeny Boppers deal and play into the how sexy can I be. And he kind of got a little squirrely, I think, for a lot of folks and kind of still sing his tail off now and still making money. But where I'm going with it, I think old Riley Green's taking over. Boy, the ladies love Riley Green.
Mm. Well, I've already got instructions on you better get these one tickets.
Which ones?
My kids, arguably, three of them. If you pull the three of them together,
okay,
it's probably their favorite artist. Old and it's on Nick's birthday too. Forrest Frank, local kind of gospel artist.
Yeah.
They love them some Forrest Frank.
My wife texts so along with Tim McGraw and Lainey Wilson, and she said Frank Forrest Frank, and I had to Google it.
Yeah.
I had to Google it.
Hey, Aaron, I need five.
Five? See?
It's five
I
of
mean,
us.
Let her take the kids.
Just staying. I need five.
You can probably, I think that's fair.
I need five.
I think that's
fair. I'm getting a Bun B lash. I'm just saying I need, like, I just only request I'm going to make. I'd like to see Stapleton, but as my wife said, they're going to lose it if you get those tickets. If you get those tickets, they're going to lose it. They love them some Forrest Frank, Texas Cat. So that's probably the one that we're going to be at.
I'll be damned. You and my wife. I mean, the two people I spend the most time with are into Forrest Frank. I'm about to figure this thing out, man.
Oh man, we took a ride to when we had to take that ride to Kansas City. That played throughout. I almost got tired of it.
Cody Johnson to close that thing out is a must-see. Cody, I hadn't seen him in a minute. Usually the smaller the venue, the better, but I've seen him at the rodeo before. He brings it. East Texas kid. It's a lot of fun, boy. He puts on a good show. All right, that's enough for the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. I hope to see a ton of folks out there when I do attend. I always overpromise and underdeliver. I get real excited, then I catch one or two shows instead of the four or five that I beat my chest about. But I'm going to try to be better this year now that my little girl wants to go. So, but we do have a little bit of football this weekend. Not the Texans. But we do have a little football this weekend, and I was thinking, here's what we got to have, y'all. Here's what we got to start pulling for outside of the Texans is we need all the wild card teams to win. we need the wild. Really, I mean, I don't care what happens in the NFC, but the truth of the matter is, if you look at the six games that are going to be played, I mean, you could talk yourself into every wild card team winning. I know it's not going to happen. But you could talk yourself
into
the
exception into, of the Panthers for me. That's
well, no, they're not the wild card. That the Rams are.
Oh, the wild. I got you.
The wild card teams. The lower seeded teams. The lower seeded teams. That would mean the Rams would have to beat Carolina. That would mean the 49ers would have to beat the whatever's going on with the Philadelphia Eagles, right? And then that would mean that the Bears would have to, I'm sorry, the Packers would have to beat the Bears. I don't think any of those, assuming Jordan Love's, I don't think any of those in the NFC would shock anybody if it happened. I personally think the Eagles' defense is too much for San Francisco. But I could see it happening. Now you jump over to the AFC, and what we need in the AFC as Texans fans is we need all of the wild card teams to win. Three games. We need the wild card teams to win. Because what then happens is in the second round, we get a home game in the playoffs, and we just don't lose much at home.
Yeah. You would be hosting the Bills or – brother, you'd be hosting the Bills. That's how you get to play at home.
Is it yeah.
Buffalo?
Well, there
and
you
that
go.
Could happen. Buffalo beating Jacksonville, which they were favored up until today or yesterday.
Yeah.
Jacksonville is now a point and a half favorite.
So how beautiful would that be if the Texans take care of business against them sorry, no good Steelers?
Jesus.
And, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were here. I'm sorry. And then you turn. Not only do you come home, but you come home. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Keep her down over there now. It's good luck. Boy, you got a cat by the tail. But if you beat the Steelers on the road and then you turn around, and not only do you come home, but you could come home and have Buffalo, who for whatever reason you have win fair. You have the
kind of have their numbers.
The guy that you seem to have his number, Ron. Look, chances of all three wild card teams in the AFC winning? Would you be shocked?
No, I wouldn't be shocked. I would doubt it.
Well, it's too good to be true. But
I can see the Chargers beating New England.
Okay,
I don't feel great about it. I could see like the way Jacksonville is playing right now is they have been the most complete team in the AFC. You could argue over the last 4 to 6 weeks, and listen, I know Josh is the big story. Like the overwhelming storyline, the storyline that Roger Goodell and company are needing is the Josh Allen one. The further he and Buffalo goes on, that is the biggest
biggest draw.
That's the biggest draw that I think most is. But man, they are a lot of Josh and some Cook, but not a lot of everything else.
Yeah.
And that Jacksonville team, man, they've had some games against Tennessee twice here lately, but they beat the hell out of the Chargers. They beat the hell out of the Broncos. So that's been a pretty good team. So hell, I don't know that I feel great about that yeah. one, but not surprised if either one of them would have.
Of the three wild card teams, I think the Chargers screwed up for us. I don't think they got a chance yeah. in hell against New England. If I'm
you
being
said
completely
a chance
honest,
in hell.
I don't think they. I think they get the doors blowed off of them. But the matchup that I like the most across the board in all of these games that other than the Texans, obviously, that I'm most interested in watching, it's the 49ers and the Eagles for me. Just the wild card games that to me is going to pique my interest the most is the 49ers and the Eagles. I'm just a firm believer that the Eagles are going to figure this thing out. Now, maybe that's my bias towards Jalen Hurts, but I think they're going to figure this thing out. And then the 49ers have all these injuries to top players that they're having to worry about. And if they can get those guys back, there he is. If they can get those guys back,
we're going to be right for one of them.
Yeah. If they can get those guys back, I think I think it could be a hell of a football game. So we shall see, but we need three AFC wild card wins, baby, all this weekend. It'd be a hell of a thing if Monday night we're playing for a home game against the Bills.
That's the thing is –
you'll know.
Yeah, I was going to say we will know exactly who it is that the Texans will play, where they'll go, the possibility of
– Man, he said he had a training, man. I thought you had a training today, man. What's going on?
Boy, it ended early, baby.
Boy, he tried to sell us yesterday. I got to work on a Friday. Here he is, 4:15. He done made it. He didn't miss nothing but one old football giveaway.
Well, speaking of that, if you're in the building and you haven't gotten your ticket in our raffle box, you might want to do so. Coming up, we're going to hook somebody up with a $100 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors as soon as this segment ends. Coming up, Aaron Rodgers. He spoke about this Texans defense, and you can hear it in his voice. Like he's serious. This ain't no just talking them up. He spoke about their defense, and we got to take a look at what kind of success could the Steelers have in this game.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Discuss that coming up.
The sense of humor that the universe has.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday Playoff Edition on Sports Radio 610. Live from Boomer Jackson Katy. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here on the road. The Drive is, there you go, clap it up. It's a good time being had, a playoff edition of Football Friday. Live from Boomer Jacks here in Katy, and congratulations to our latest winner. And I talked to her, Clint. She said, thank God I ordered that last beer because I was just about to leave.
There you go.
Yep. I took a picture with the youngster that was out there getting after it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. The youngster was with her. But she pulled it out. She won. Got her one more beer and happened to stay and walked away with a $100 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors.
The old one more paid off. Usually it bites you in the ass, but it paid off this time.
It could still bite her in the ass, but yeah, she.
Well, I guess it could. I guess it can do both.
She said yes. She said the last beer's paid off.
You know, hey, since we're here at Boomer Jack's over in Katy, I just kind of looked through some stuff here and at Dirty's Daily and thought I'd put it out there. Them $5 beer buddies seem to be pretty popular for our group here at the big center table. As you can see, there's a bunch of cold beers with a shot sitting right next to them just waiting for them to come back from smoke break.
Yep.
And that, since that was such a big hit, I mean, I'll go ahead and put this out there.
Where are we going here?
The buffalo shrimp at Boomer Jack's, it's the best buffalo shrimp I've ever had.
You were on it.
There was a day
you could order another right now.
Well, yes, I could if I didn't have half a steak and some salad over here to eat. But that's a big part of it, though. It is a large portion. It's a big. They give you plenty. They're big shrimp that are some of them are cut in half, so they're you know you don't get it all over the sides of your face as you're trying to eat a shrimp, and they are. They're battered just right. It's the best I've ever had. All joking aside, I'm surprised you went with it.
Next time
me and the wife go to the Hill Country, if for some reason we exit that highway right out there, I-10, and right around this, I'm going to pull in here and get me some more of that. Dead serious.
Best you've had.
There was a day when I believe it was Hooters. Buffalo Shrimp. Boy, I mean, when I was playing in the league, every NFL player had a Hooters card from the NFLPA.
Of course, you all needed that.
Yeah, they wouldn't buy our drinks, but it was a real easy way when you walk into a Hooters to let a discreet way to let the females know that
you play ball.
I did And by the way, you're gonna take half off my ticket, Chief. Yeah, it was nice. But anyway, I used to go eat, pounds of buffalo shrimp.
Go for speed or for comfort?
Oh, man.
And it's better than that.
Better than that, yes. Yeah. Bigger, plumpier, yes. More of a portion, no tails involved. You don't have to take the tail, yes.
I'm down, Tyler.
Tremendous, Tyler.
Bigger, plumper.
Tyler, I'm talking about buffalo shrimp, man.
I know. I want to dive into them things. They sound delicious.
Yeah, sound like he was describing something else.
Just
want
to get a real mouth.
But come on out and get the buffalo shrimp.
However you want to take it, man. I think being the man that you are, you should probably get a little perverted with that conversation.
Why not? Yeah, just have a good time.
I was talking about buffalo shrimp. You had
he
them?
Was. He was.
It's not perversion. I've told you a million times.
We might get somebody to place an order. All right.
Appreciate
somebody else who would love that that buffalo shrimp is Aaron Rodgers, I believe. And I think he would love the buffalo shrimp, but I don't know how much he is in love with facing this defense for 60 minutes coming up on Monday night.
Nobody in their right mind would be.
he spoke specifically about the best part of this defense, the pass rush. Here's Aaron Rodgers.
It starts with the protection. They got a really good D line. They got multiple guys with 10 plus sacks. Got against Hunter for a lot of my career. I have a ton of respect for him. He's a phenomenal player. And Will, we saw him in New York the last couple of years, and he just gets better every single year. He's a high energy, high effort guy who's got a lot of new pass moves to his repertoire the last couple of years, and starts with trying to slow those guys down a little bit.
All right, that's Aaron Rodgers talking about that pass rush. And I'll be honest, Clint, that's kind of when I look at this, and I look at the Steelers, and I've watched the Steelers, and they do get DK Metcalf back, so that does change things. But I'm having a hard time seeing how the Steelers can sustain drives. I'm having a hard time seeing. They don't run the ball incredibly well. When they do run the ball, they like to run outside, and I think with the Texans' team speed, that's the worst place to try to attack them. And many times when they get worn and Gainwell, it's tosses, it sweeps outside. And to me, running in the middle of the field is in the middle of the defense is more advantageous against this Texans' defense. And just the way they try to dump off so quick and they use that a lot. And the Texans play aggressively to begin with. When I say aggressively, in coverage, they're right on you. They're pressed. They're in there. They trust their coverage. They are attacking coming forward all the time. That's why we see guys running down the field, big plays more so than not. So just the things that they have done and they like to do offensively, I'm having a hard time seeing. I watched that game against the Ravens. They got a 14-play drive in there. They got a 9-play drive in there. They got a third. I can't see that. It is hard for me to see them sustaining drives.
When you play the best defense in football, it's going to be hard, no matter who the opponent is, to find how they're going to have sustained success against this defense. It's not about sustaining success. It's not about sustaining drives. It's about how can their offense apply pressure to our offense. That's whatever that looks like. If it's a 0-0 game late, how can they do something in the third quarter that puts our offense in a position where they've got to take more risks than they're comfortable with taking? That's the end game for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think what the Steelers will do is when Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter are in the game, I'll argue that there's nobody better in a sense of just getting the football out quickly in different creative ways than Aaron Rodgers. I'll argue that with Arthur Smith and Aaron Rodgers' combination, I don't know that they're the best, but they do a tremendous job of using their pass game, short pass game, as an extension of their run game. And then there's going to be moments, right, where obviously it's going to be about the explosive play. Can DK Metcalf get over the top? Can Gainwell make somebody miss and go get a chunk play? But I think this is where we get off in the weeds, and I don't know how good it is for radio, but you look at the Texans. What they do is they will, throughout a game, periodically take 55 and 51 and put them on the sideline for a drive. Maybe not a whole drive, but for three or four plays. That's when if you're Aaron Rodgers, and he's sharp enough and good enough and long enough in the tooth to go, somebody in the booth say, all right, whatever it is, 55 and 51 are out of the game. Now's the time. If you're going to get aggressive in the pass game, now's the time to do it. Right? And so I look for Pittsburgh to take more of their risk. Now, you can't do it all the time because the game's going to dictate you got to go play football at some point. But from the start, I think what we see is Pittsburgh pick and choose when they want to hold the football and take shots down the field. And I think that time is when 55 and 51 are off the field. I mean, that's the level of, like, when you play the Texans, that's the level of
detail you have to have.
That's what
like,
we're for. Yeah, of detail. Like,
all right, now we can take a shot.
That's it. Now's the time. Now's the time to go. You can't be bullheaded and go, well, we're just going to do it whenever we want. Whenever we get this certain coverage that we like, we're going to do it, because you'll get your lunch ate before you ever get a chance to make that throw, right? And so there's two things, right, with Aaron Rodgers, and this is where the veteran the mind of Aaron Rodgers is a huge benefit, and I think a bigger challenge for the Texans defense than younger, maybe even athletic or bigger armed quarterbacks is Aaron. There are mechanisms in, and we talk about it around here with the Texans a lot. Is one thing that I'm surprised is that C.J. Stroud doesn't have this offense doesn't have mechanisms built in to where C.J. Stroud can take a moment right now. I'm throwing it to Nico no matter what. Abort whatever, everything going over here, and I'm throwing it to Nico right now. Like, Aaron has that in this offense. So the one time, may not be one or two, three times, but the minute that they put D.K. Metcalf on either one of the corners and they man him up, he's going to take that shot. And there's mechanisms within their offense to where he can do it soundly. He's not taking a bunch of risk. He can bang out a protection real quick. He knows he can't hold it. Just get it up quick. And that's where the Aaron Rodgers part of Pittsburgh can scare you. Is I think going into the game, there is a real manipulation plan of kind of how Aaron Rodgers can do things where younger quarterbacks just simply can't do it.
It's just a lot of the things that they do that they do their best. The mm-hmm. Steelers
yep.
just seem to feed right in the hands yeah. of the Texans. With yeah. the exception of the DK Metcalf down the field thing, but even that, like, you're still doing that against the two best corners and maybe the yeah. best secondary in football.
Well,
that's this. I just look at it, I'm just like, boy, man. Yeah. Like, he's probably going to try to use Gainwell and Warren, but damn, like,
yeah.
the Texans play tight coverage anyway,
yeah.
and swarm is. Well, you know, to the ball.
Look, I think you got McCaffrey, and I think you've got the Gibbs kid out of Detroit. I mean, I think those are your two best weapons on offenses that are at the running back position. I think Gainwell is a tier just below them,
yeah.
and he's working his way to them with Aaron. So, you know, that's the kind of guy we're talking about here. We're not talking about some young guy out in the flats that anybody can tackle.
Yeah. All right, something we learned last night to me from that great game between Miami and Ole Miss. We'll discuss that next.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday Playoff Edition on Sports Radio 610. Live from Boomer Jackson Katy. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back. As we are live here, Boomer Jacks here in Katy. My man just came back. Clint Tyler and said they need to bring that sexy traffic back. I don't know if you were here when Laura used to do sexy traffic, but we need to bring that sexy traffic
back. Well, hey, boys.
That's her. Yeah, there it is. There it is.
She's dabbled in it a couple of times. She did it that one time. I didn't know she. That seems like a good hour of work to write them up. That's some good time to write.
Well, I mean, here's the deal.
This all afternoon.
There you go. Tell us about it, Laura. I mean, here's the deal. All we need is a sponsor. You know, I mean, Laura's at that point in her career.
She don't got to do it for free.
She ain't doing nothing for free, man. She's been around, and she's earned her keep. You know what I mean? It's time. All we need is a sponsor, and we can get that sexy traffic back as a big part of the drive.
I don't like how you lingered that drive portion of it. I don't know what that was.
I mean, you can't just rattle off the drive when you're talking about sexy traffic. Yeah, I tried to go. Shake joint voice, DJ. Joint DJ voice.
I felt it. I felt where you were. Yeah. I felt where you were trying to go to. All right. As we'll be here till 6 o'clock, come on out and hang out. We still got prizes for you to win. Put your name. Put your ticket in our raffle box. You got a chance to win this. Win the next couple of prizes we have. Still a $100 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors, and then a signed game size helmet by Nico Collins, the Pro Bowl wide receiver for your Houston Texans. You can take that home with you tonight. Last night we watched an amazing game, the college football playoff, Miami and Ole Miss. It quickly began to be, especially for, I don't know about you, I'm certain maybe you, Tyler, and I were all in the same boat, didn't have a dog in the fight. I don't know, maybe you guys were really pulling for SEC blood, but I was just in there watching a good football game, and it became one of those ones where, damn, somebody got to lose. I hate that somebody got to lose, right? Both those guys played their heart out. I got to give it to Beck. I did not see that happening for you.
He was good down the stretch, man.
Yeah, he was. He made some plays. But Clint, I think what we watched was college football now has a chance to have maybe the most interesting postseason when you look at this year's development. And this year's development is, like, I don't know how many different sports where the last team in, whoever, like, the last team in, the last team in gets to the championship game. And they may be favored in the championship game. They may be favored. They probably will be. They're playing at Miami in their home stadium. Like, the Carolina Panthers are the last team to get an NFL plus. Nobody thinks the Panthers are going to get in. Nobody thinks the Steelers are going to make it to the. This is it. They are putting together outside of the, you know, the right now usually one group of five team that gets in. But this is a legit deal where, damn, anybody can win the championship. Like what Miami is kind of showing you this year is any team can come through and win a championship. And when you have that type of playoff environment, that is a bit of a game changer. And I think that's what Miami is doing on this run. They've gone on the road to beat a team first, an SEC team first, and then they go and play Ohio State and then go and play another team yesterday in Ole Miss that they beat. Like, I don't know how many sports have that in it.
Yeah, no, look, I mean, the college football playoff has done a tremendous job. Now, I don't know that this is how they thought it would unfold, but they have done a tremendous job. Whether you're talking about the Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin drama, along with the win, you know, the win over Georgia, you know, and you know, that part of it has drawn extra attention, I believe. You look up, and Indiana, obviously, with Kurt Cignetti doing what he's doing, it just somehow keeps getting better and better and better. And then, you know, you look over, as you just mentioned, the Miami dynamic of them being the last team in, and they somehow rattled off wins against Texas A&M, Ohio State, and a team that just ran Georgia out of the gym, and Ole Miss. And so, yeah, it is, you know, once we got past that first round where you had a couple of group of five teams in there, that arguably didn't belong. I mean, arguably just because the rules, I guess, somehow two got in there instead of one.
By the way, this may even rush that up, because they're if, like, just think if they didn't have that rule in it and Notre Dame was in there, like, it's like, well, you got 12 legit teams that we think could all win.
Yeah,
it.
I mean, how much better would this have been if it had been Notre Dame and Texas in versus Tulane and James Madison?
Like, or you know, Vandy, I mean? Vandy
was a good one too. So, yeah, I mean, it could have been even better. But where they've landed right now, it started off ugly again with that first round and two group of fives getting in. But boy, where they've landed has been absolutely beautiful. I mean, storyline after storyline after storyline. It's good stuff.
Yeah,
as much as I said yesterday, which it happened again. You know, Mike Irvin on the sideline being a sideshow with Miami. Jimmy Johnson last year. I'll be honest with you, I flipped the station as soon as the game was over, so I didn't have to see who the next sideshow was.
What is wrong with you, man?
I had to get
Andre
out of there.
Johnson was out there.
Well, Andre's always, but you see how Andre is. He's in that corner just chilling, watching. Like a former player is supposed to be, not beating the side of the stadium with a belt.
They got to get The Rock out there. That's the next one.
I mean,
get The Rock out there in Miami. He'll be out there. What do you think it's going to be like on the next one?
When Carson Beck ran that touchdown, Michael Irvin was looking for somebody. I mean, he jumped around like a crazy man. Then he was looking for somebody, and the only person that would come over there and hug him was that silly ass duck.
Hey, you know what I've heard? And I hope they don't do this, but I know you just kind of brought it up because I don't know if this is going to be something every year. Is I hope this doesn't get people to say, "Hey, man, we definitely need to go to 16." Like we need now. They may do it for what I believe would be money, but like to me, it does feel like 12 is the right case because I don't know if they go to 16. That it will have the same feel of anybody can win it. Like, this is, like, I'm probably going to feel this way. Now, maybe there's another just huge power, but I think the likelihood of where we are in college football of just having the dominant teams like Alabama and Georgia and Clemson were, I don't think that's happening anymore. And I think that the playing field is a little bit more even. I think 12 feels perfect to thinking like, boy, any one of these games, with the exception of, you know, when Tulane or somebody gets in, but any one of those games, any of these teams can win it all. And I don't know if you get that if you get to 16.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to going to 16. I don't disagree with your point, but I'm not opposed to going to 16 because I'm all for – I've seen enough of Alabama beating up on – a Division II school.
Yeah.
Like, I know those smaller schools need the $1.5 million payday or $1 million payday to go down there and take an ass whooping, but I've seen enough of it. I don't need it. Shorten the regular season. I would even eliminate the
conference.
And now I don't know what the hell Notre Dame would do if this is the case, but I would eliminate the non-conference. You play your conference, you play a 9-game conference schedule, we start the playoffs and we rock and roll. And what I would, like, the only way I would go to 16 is if you eliminate the make it a bye week if you want to, but quit beating up on the lesser thans, right? And so you move the season up, and then if you do go 16, four teams get a bye, and then when you play six games, you play six games on a college campus, right? And then you get that joker down to however many teams, however you do the math. I don't know how the math works out, but the second round on a college campus, all the way up until the Final Four or maybe even the national championship game, you are on a college campus. So I wouldn't be opposed to 16 if you're going to make all those other changes and move the schedule up. I'm opposed to going to 16 just to go to 16.
Just go to 16. Yeah, I think you start to potentially get to a watered down space if you hit that. I liked where we were in every one of these games, obviously except for the one where James Madison and Tulane were in, and that was a technicality, right? That most likely won't happen. And the way that ACC did things, that won't happen. Again, they've changed their rules to get in the conference championship game. But 16, boy, that just – like, because, yeah, you say, all right, yeah, Notre Dame, Vandy, and Texas. But, that, I mean, I just think that's too much. In most years, I don't know it's 16 deep that we think can win it all. Like, I think.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's going to be hard to get. Like, if you eliminate the group of five potential, that's not going to. This year was an extreme. There's not going to be two. There would be. If you eliminate that one, then maybe, you know, maybe it becomes. But, I mean, look at it this year, man. If you're going to keep that one in there, like you said, you got. Who would have been mad if Notre Dame, Texas, and Vanderbilt would have been in this mix somehow. Now you got to throw one more in there. I'm not. My memory doesn't serve me well enough to know how.
Might have been a Utah or BYU or something like that.
Yeah, man. I mean, who would have been mad if those schools would have been in there?
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't. I think it needs to be overhauled completely. And if when they overhaul it, they don't decide on 16, I'd be okay with it. If they do, I'd be okay with that too.
All right, 5 o'clock fire coming up as we'll get you the official injury report for both the Texans and the Steelers. We'll take a look at tonight's big national semifinal as well, the Peach Bowl, Oregon, Indiana. Last night was a tough night for the Ole Miss quarterback. It got worse today. So we'll discuss and let you know the latest of all of that as we continue right here live on The Drive.